Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There are multiple issues, multiple memos flowing up to the Office of the Attorney General every day. Sometimes you actually don't get to see them. And the fact that a memo was addressed to the Attorney General doesn't mean that he actually saw it. Now, we all understand, General Holder understands, I understand that if a memo is addressed to me, I am tagged with knowledge of it, even if I didn't see it. But it is certainly the case that there could be operations ongoing within the Department of Justice, like any other department, any other agency within our federal government, where the top official just simply is unaware of it, not because he's out to lunch, but simply because there are so many competing interests.
That's former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who says that he believes Eric Holder's claims that he never saw the memos about Operation Fast and Furious. The Fast and Furious investigation, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio in Review, and the focus is here on what we have ending Friday, December the 16th. The Staff Talkers magazine, which is a big publication of the talk radio industry, monitors talk radio programs, and that's how we get to our list. And this week, the Fast and Furious investigation is in the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown, the problems plaguing the post office. From our countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, talk host Gary Saddlemeyer here with Omaha Postmaster Keith Reed about some of the changes coming to the post office as they try to cut $3 billion from their budget.
$3 billion, huh? That's what the USPS says it needs to cut. And so one of the big news items or subheads in this is that 250 or so processing centers will be closed. This is slated for what, springtime?
Yes, they're looking at starting. They're starting the studies now, and they're going through. And it sounds like we're hoping by spring that they'll have identified what they can do and what they can't do.
Okay, and obviously reduced volume is one of the big problems here. Talk if you can, Keith, about what this is likely to mean for Omaha patrons.
Okay, for Omaha, we won't see much of a change. The Omaha plant still processes all the mail for Omaha that we deliver daily, and that's not on the study.
Okay, but it is true, is it not? As I mentioned earlier, if you live in Lincoln, you want to mail something to somebody in Lincoln, it's got to come up here first.
Yeah, what we've looked at is with the drop in mail volume in the afternoon when all the mail comes in and we cancel mail. We have dropped so much mail there that we can actually take in Lincoln's mail in the afternoon, cancel it, turn it around, and get it right back to them for processing the next day. So, there shouldn't be a delay at all.
It seems to me there would be at least a little bit of delay.
By hours, but we'll still make it back.
Maybe the next day?
Yeah, they'll make it back the next day, and they will get it delivered that day.
Okay. What are we looking at here? Keith, you've seen this over many years in your career. What have you seen happening in terms of decreased volume?
Well, the letter mail volume has decreased significantly. It's amazing at how fast it's gone down. And we've set up our capacity.
When you say letters, you're talking about actual letters or just individual pieces of mail, like bills and that kind
of thing. Actual letters.
Okay.
Yeah, the bills, the letters, all of that I call is letter mail.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's been a big drop-off because of, electronic bill pay and all that. So significantly, that's why we're looking at this whole infrastructure and seeing where we can fill up our processing sites back up to full capacity.
$3 billion in reductions, does that get the post office back to a point where it can sustain itself?
It's a great start. As the Postmaster General had said earlier, in consultation with the unions, and then the cutting of $3 billion in our infrastructure, that should put us in a good place to really look at where we're going.
Up next on the countdown, Jerry Sandusky, Iran, and the latest on the protest movement. That's here next on the countdown.
Save big big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn and you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is Talk Radio in Review, Talk Television as well. Number 8, focusing on Jerry Sandusky and the Penn State abuse scandal. Here's host Bill Cunningham with Ohio State's new head coach, Urban Meyer, about his relationship with Joe Paterno and his take on the situation at Penn State.
What is your relationship with Joe Paterno, and how has it been affected by everything that's happened the past couple months?
Joe and I are extremely close. We've been on those Nike events together for about 8 years, and Sue and my wife talk. I spoke with Coach Paterno just not too long ago. He's one of my favorite guys. He's the epitome of college football. I'm devastated about this whole situation, not because it's Penn State, not because it's college football, but it's my friend. And I truly love the man, and he knows that. And I pray that everything comes out, not just for that institution, but I don't worry as much about institutions. I more worry about people. And I know what Joe Paterno stands for. I know what Sue Paterno stands for. And it's all good. So I'm praying this thing works out for him.
It looks bad at this point. But Urban Meyer, when I look at that issue of child pedophilia, it struck Penn State. It struck maybe Syracuse. I think Coach Fine is a little bit in the hopper, and Boeheim got out in front of himself. Boston Red Sox had a story a couple of weeks ago about the same stuff happening in the Boston Red Sox locker room. This is something as adults you don't even think about because it is so alien to the ethics of Ohio State. But as the head of the football program now at Ohio State, what assurances do you have that this is something you need to look at that in the past no one ever had to look at before? But how do you know, and how can you guard against that kind of stuff happening at the Ohio State University?
Well, Bill, you're in a subject that on my mind like you, when it happened, you look at it and say, think of maybe a kid getting arrested. You think of a kid maybe flunking a class. You think about a coach maybe writing a letter when he's not supposed to write a letter, all the things that you try to put on these fail-safes or checklists, but it doesn't happen. Checks and balances, so it doesn't happen. But we've had that discussion here. I'm sure the administration is doing everything they possibly can. But that's one of those, what are we talking about? You know, that's as a horrific story as I've ever heard. If at all, you know, once again, it's not proved yet. But that state, those, you know, when you start seeing what's coming across the news, every coach and every administrator in the country now, I'm sure, I know we are here, is going to have everything in place that there is absolutely no way that can happen.
Okay, now we're up to number 7 on the countdown, Iran and the drone case. Here's host Peter Tilden talking to ABC's Sam Donaldson about the latest on the downed drone and attempted cyber attack and just how significantly Russia has been involved in all of this.
Washington Times headline is U.S. is probing alleged cyber attack plot by Venezuela and Iran. That in itself is the huge story, other than we are now asking for our drone back from Iran. 2 days ago, there was a story in many papers that said Russia may have helped Iran with jamming capabilities. That really impacts us with that entire region.
Well, this drone was manufactured by Lockheed Martin, which is fine. They're a good defense contractor and all of that. And I don't know all the secret things that are in that drone to either protect it when it gets somehow into enemy hands, or that enables the enemy to overcome them to get it in their hands. I think there is a reason why the drone crashed, and it's not just bad weather, or maybe just...
I totally agree, but did Russia help? A, what's Russia's involvement? B, what's going to happen with our relationship with Iran?
Well, our relationship with Iran is awful at the moment. Can it get much worse? Yes, it can get much worse. I mean, we can start bombing or something like that. Pretend.
Well, and there are hawks who are saying we should actually go in and start bombing right now.
We're not going to go bombing right now. I think wiser heads are prevailing at the moment. But, of course, if Iran insists on building a nuclear weapon and has the missile capability to deliver it to Israel, it will get bombed. Really, either Israel will do it, probably, or we will certainly help.
Number 6 on our countdown, the protest movements. Here's host Bill Radke talking to reporter Brandy Cruz, who was pepper sprayed by police while reporting from the scene of a confrontation between police and some of the Seattle protesters.
At the Port of Seattle, demonstrators and police met head-on, and Randy Cruz was stuck in the middle.
We're in a backfire. We're blocked in. There was nowhere for us to go, and we stood trapped in the middle of the confrontation as police pepper-sprayed protesters refusing to move.
Police are pepper-spraying right now. Occupy protesters are trying to set up a barricade. Police are trying to tear it down. There's a couple hundred people blocking the street right now.
Moments later, police set off flashbang percussion grenades. The sound was deafening and was followed by immediate chaos.
They're asking protesters to move off the street.
11 people arrested, and Brandy Cruz is live with us now on the telephone. Brandy, that sounded like a pepper spray cough.
I was a pepper spray. Let's say secondhand pepper spray. I didn't get it straight in the eye, but it made you choke. It definitely made you choke.
So, Brandy, could you see how things got out of control? I mean, did one side sort of react first? Was there a strong reaction one way or the other?
You know, I think whenever you have that much kind of, I hate to say it, but testosterone around, people are going to kind of start to fight. And so it was a little bit on both sides. But I think what really started it is the occupiers had, we got all of this debris from underneath one of the bridges. I mean, we're talking pallets and barrels and metal sheets and built this, I mean, really sturdy, kind of crude barricade in the middle of the street. And so what police did is they used that part of the barricade and then to kind of close occupiers in, and then started closing in around them with their bikes. And what they do is they take one step forward, all together with their bikes, to try to kind of push the occupiers off the street. And so where it started was police started kind of slowly tearing down this wall protesters had built up. And you saw a couple protesters go and try to grab the debris back from officers, and there was this struggle. And then I saw some protesters start to grab officers' bicycles to try to pull them away. And so that's where the first pepper spray came out.
Up next, the Eurozone debt crisis, and the National Transportation Safety Board says it's time to ban cell phones in cars. Next on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Move to number five here, the Euro debt crisis. Here's radio host Jimmy Barrett with financial analyst Ian Murray about the problems in Europe and if we here in the U.S. are preparing to help bail them out.
I know that we had Ben Bernanke and members of the IMF meeting with Senate Republicans yesterday trying to calm them down because they're convinced that whatever's going on in Europe is going to ultimately cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. Are the Republicans right about that?
Well, the Europeans would like the Republicans to be right about that.
I'm sure they would.
They desperately need to fill a vast gaping hole in the middle of the continent's finances to shore up their monetary experiment of the euro. Unless they get billions of dollars to fill that hole, the euro is going to collapse, and that will be the end of their dreams. So they want that money to come from somewhere. Germany has said it's not going to come from them, so they're starting to sniff around the U.S. and the IMF.
Well,
of course, the IMF is funded by the U.S.
But we don't have any money. We're in debt like everybody else. So why come to us for money we don't have?
That's exactly the thing. I mean, what they're trying to do is they're trying to claim, and unfortunately, they're right in this respect, that if the euro goes belly up because of their grandiose socialist plans, then America will be dragged into recession along with the rest of the world. So they're hoping that we'll be so afraid that would happen that we'll fill that hole in their finances.
Well, let's look at that, though, from a different aspect. Let's say the euro did go belly up. We have seen an amazing amount of investments despite the very, very low yield in U.S. Treasuries. That clearly, people all over the world are still running the United States for some form of safety. If the euro goes under, doesn't that just make the dollar that much more valuable?
Absolutely. The dollar will certainly appreciate in value. The trouble is that that makes America slightly more uncompetitive.
Number four on the countdown, National Transportation Safety Board has proposed to ban all cell phones in cars. Here are hosts John Hines and Susie Jones talking about this proposal and why they don't really have a problem with it.
The idea of the National Transportation Safety Board and their recommendation just to ban all cell phone use, I'm sure they mean with the exception of emergencies, while you're in your vehicle.
You can't call either.
You wouldn't call. Yeah, it would be calling and texting. I mean, well, that's the story, that just completely ban all cell phone use while you are moving in your vehicle.
What do you think of that?
I had no problem with it. I tested myself today.
Did you?
Where'd you put your phone?
I put it on the seat next to me.
No.
Face down.
Okay.
Face down.
Mm-hmm.
And the ringer was off. So I could hear it buzz, and I know it did three times.
Did that bother you? Did you want to see who it was?
Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I was thinking about.
What?
I'm driving around. I was going from Mendota Heights, out to a gathering that was at the new DoubleTree Hilton out off of 177th out there.
Yeah.
The old Radisson South.
Yep.
Okay. So, but phone rang three times while I was on the way. And I didn't pick it up to see who was calling or do anything. Because I know, it's like, at the most, that's a 20-minute drive.
So you can call me.
Most people won't even bleed to death in 20 minutes. So if it is an emergency, and here's the thing, when you can get off the road if it is important. And you can separate from it. So I got there and I looked, I turned the phone over then once I was in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, okay, call this one back.
Let that one go.
Yeah, and then this one was just, you know, somebody leaving a message, called this one back. It's like, I can't imagine anything that important that you need to do it while you're driving.
So, the proposed cell phone ban, fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. Let's recap now. Fast and Furious Investigation, number 10. Post Office Problems, 9. Jerry Sandusky and His Problems, number 8. Number 7 is Iran and the U.S. drone case. Number 6, the protest movements. Number 5, European money problems. And number 4, the NTSB proposed cell phone ban. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. They are up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits, and Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 games and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/17.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rolling along now, halfway through this hour, I'm Doug Steffen, back again to the Talk Radio Countdown, overviewing the 10 hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 16th of December. Number three in the countdown, the end of the war in Iraq. Matt Lauer on NBC talks to Senator John McCain about why he doesn't like the idea of any of our troops leaving Iraq.
You watched this ceremony, I'm sure, or parts of it in Baghdad. What are your reflections?
Well, my reflections are that it was a noble cause, and obviously I believe that Saddam Hussein was going to attempt at least to get weapons of mass destruction. I believe the Iraqi people are better off. I believe serious mistakes were made which prolonged this war, which I think people, history will hold responsible. I think the surge obviously turned the whole situation around. It's too bad that we didn't employ that strategy earlier. But I'm also very concerned because, in the words of General Keane, one of the architects of the surge, we won the war and now we risk losing the peace because we do not have a residual force to leave behind, and there are serious challenges and difficulties that the Iraqi government will face in the form of their airspace, in the form of
right.
Kurdish Iraqi areas, and including counterintelligence capabilities.
Yes,
so I really think we risk losing everything that we gained, and that is the opinion of every military leader that I've talked to.
So was this purely, in your opinion, an idea of meeting a campaign promise? Is this simply not the right time to conduct this pullout?
Well, I think the pullout was correct, but in the Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, as you know, stated that we had always envisioned a residual force being left behind. The president made a promise, a campaign promise, that he would bring all the troops out. It's very obvious, I know for a fact because I was involved, that there was very little real discussion with the Iraqis about a residual force being left behind, and it is what it is, and so we risk losing everything that we gained
right.
at enormous sacrifice.
The New York Times talked to some Iraqis about this pullout, and Kalali Ibrahim, a government employee, said, quote, "I am so concerned about the U.S. withdrawal. Many things will gradually deteriorate in Iraq, especially security, which will be affected by Iran's influence once the Americans have gone. Do you fear we're leaving behind a void that the Iranians will gladly fill?"
think they already are filling it. There's no doubt that Sadr is a client of the Iranians. He's part of the Iraqi government. There's tensions on the Kurdish-Iraqi border over a lot of things, and there is, of course, not the kind of counterintelligence that is necessary with U.S. assistance. So, as I say, we risk losing everything right. that we gain. I think it's a great risk, and I think it was unnecessary. We always envisioned some residual force, and this administration, they were never really serious at all.
Well, let me ask you...
Seeing Iraq break up into three countries, which is what the vice president envisioned. Remember that the president and the vice president all opposed the surge, said we couldn't win, and they wanted to withdraw, and they have succeeded.
Here's radio man Bill DeMay with Democratic strategist Perry Woods about what we have accomplished in Iraq.
The president came to Fayetteville, Fort Bragg. I thought that was very cool. Said thank you. And said thank you to the troops. I think completely appropriate, and I appreciate that. It's just kind of an odd thing, because I'd like a parade. I'd like to do something, but I don't feel that the president set it up that way. But maybe that's just me.
Well, no, I mean, he definitely said that. I don't think anybody thinks that we should necessarily be going, bah, da, 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 but he said that when you leave... The last convoy out, we can go with our heads high that you accomplished what we set out to do, which is giving Iraq a chance at democracy. And we did it under the means of what's best about America is standing up for freedom and human dignity. And I think the main thing that he said was, to me, that the one constant through it all, you know, we would disagree, Americans would disagree, it's been a thing, but the one constant through the whole thing has been the patriotism and the courage of our troops. And they are the ones... At the darkest days, Bill, who did save the day.
They always do.
You know, he said that they rebuilt the Iraq, but now we need them to come home and help rebuild America, and that we can learn a lot of lessons from them. You know, that united we stand as Americans, and that we need to move forward. So it was awfully proud for me personally why I voted for and worked for Barack Obama today.
I know families and the stress they've been under for
Absolutely.
9 years. It's just been incredible what the troops and their families have done. I just, the only thing I question at this point is, I'm not sure how to feel about this. I don't know if we...
You should feel proud.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that we left Iraq stable and secure. Military advisors say no. I have a president who is fulfilling a political campaign pledge, which they should do, and don't get me wrong. I mean, that's fine, but he made no effort to negotiate, to allow troops to be there, to help, because from a strategic standpoint, we were calling the shots.
Well, I think they made an effort to negotiate, but they weren't willing to give up on some sovereignty issues.
Let's move now to number two, the payroll tax issue and the threat of another government shutdown. That's next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hot hits and talk radio. Let's take a look at number two this week. The payroll tax cut issue and the threat of another shutdown of the government. From CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to Congressman Ron Paul about the dysfunction in Washington.
There could be a government shutdown as early as this weekend unless the appropriations bills are passed. What's going on? Why is Congress so dysfunctional?
Well, this dysfunction seems to be business as usual. How many times have we gone through this in the last couple of years? It sort of is to be routine. You know, at the last minute, they go down to the wire and they negotiate up to the bitter end, always trying to get one angle over the other one. So I don't think the government's going to shut down. It hasn't happened in a long, long time. So I don't think it's in the interest of either party to do it. So they'll probably come up with some compromise at midnight, and settle the argument.
But it does send a horrible message when various agencies of the federal government are told, get ready, so-called non-essential personnel may be out of work as early as Saturday or Sunday. I mean, it sends an awful message out there that the people in Washington seem can't get their act together. I'm just saying, but if you disagree with me, go ahead.
Right. No, I think the problem is that the people in Washington that I know don't admit that we have a serious crisis on our hand, a financial crisis, and they don't know how bad it is because we're bankrupt and yet we're preparing ourselves through the Federal Reserve to bail out all of Europe. And there's no money and the debt is the problem. So they're up against the wall and nobody wants to cut anything. But if they knew how bad it was, they would cut and they would start living within our means. And that means looking at all the budget. But no, they're going to delay it. They think it's a football game and they're going to play it and see who's going to get the best edge in the next election to see who can maintain or gain power. And they haven't changed their ways, but they won't admit the necessary admission of that we are bankrupt and we better do something about it, or this condition in our country and throughout the world financial system is going to get much worse.
Let me go through a couple of the issues on the agenda right now. Increasing taxes unless action is taken. The payroll tax cut will go away. The tax rates for 160 million Americans will go up. Where do you stand on extending the payroll tax cut for another year?
Oh, I want to extend it because I see it as a tax increase, and the system isn't run like it should be. You know, we're supposed to have money in the bank and have a trust fund. That doesn't exist. So it's all been spent into the general revenues, and so many of these funds for Social Security have been spent overseas. So I want to pay for it. That's the whole thing. But I don't consider paying for it by punishing one group and taking that money and giving it to the other group. So I'd pay for it, extend the tax credit cut, and pay for it by overseas spending. For instance, why are we going to pretend that we're leaving Iraq and we really are and we're going to maintain the biggest embassy in the world and have 17,000 personnel there that are contractors making twice as much as our military? You can save billions of dollars doing that. So, yes, we have to address it. This is the reason nobody wants to give up a nickel on this overseas expenditures, and that's the best place to cut in order to save our system and take care of our Social Security beneficiaries and the health care, the people who've become so dependent. But I have no idea why they won't consider under this. And evidently, the lobbyists for spending this money overseas and for the military is so powerful that neither Democrats nor Republicans want to really talk about cutting overseas spending. Bring troops home. That would save billions of dollars. So the money is there. But this idea that you have to raise taxes on the rich in order to pay for the payroll tax cut makes no sense. And that's why they're arguing about it.
Talk hosts Jack Mitchell and John Bishop here with Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska about why he voted against the payroll tax cut extension.
When you talk about the bill, I understand you voted against it, but can you give us a little bit of history, too? Because, I mean, it was a year ago, more than that. Why did this happen in the first place, and what was kind of the rationale behind it? Take us back to those discussions when this initially went into
Well, first of all, I did vote against it last year, and I voted against it this year. Yeah. It's good politics, but bad policy, in my view. This is a raid on Social Security. If you want to try to give some money back to folks, you might want to do it by lowering marginal tax rates, or you might want to have a rebate back. All these are questionable in terms of their economic impact anyway. But basically, this is a seismic shift in policy. I'm frankly shocked that the national media is not further unpacking what this really means. I told the Washington Post that yesterday. Basically, this policy is unhinging Social Security from its traditional stable funding source of the payroll contribution. So now Social Security funding will be subjected to annual budgetary processing, which is up and down and politicized, and it may make the program more vulnerable. So it breaks the policy breaks the linkage between the individual savings rate and a guarantee of a future pension. I just, in good conscience, can't do that. I think this is an important program. It's one of the few things out there that's relatively stable. It's got actuarial challenges into the future, as we all know, and that has to be dealt with. But basically, it's a gift. It's a giveaway right now that's going to be paid for later.
So, I mean, was the rationale when it was first done just simply because, hey, it'll make people feel good and not so much, not a lot of thought put into it? Because you mentioned lower the marginal tax rate if you want to, you know, give people a tax break on their paycheck.
Well, it became all part of a big rolled-up package when the 2001 and 03 tax provisions were expiring. It was an 11th-hour deal cobbled together at the end of the last year. This is how Washington has begun to work. About a year and a half ago or so, somebody had the idea that we should give a payroll tax holiday to employers who are creating jobs for certain unemployed people, and that cost $2 billion. So that was done. That was paid for through the general fund, general revenues. Then somebody thought, well, heck, let's just do it for everyone. That was another $110 billion at the end of last year, straight to debt. Now this year it's been politicized. This is a policy of the president. He's demanding that he achieve this goal. But again, it is paid for, but over 10 years, but it's going to subject Social Security to annual budgetary appropriations if this policy continues. And once you start down a path of doing something for 2 years in a row, it's very hard to take it away. So I simply feel like this is bad public policy. There's better ways to help folks.
Talk host Mark Reardon here with Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois. Kirk thinks both sides will eventually agree on the payroll tax cut extension.
What's the latest on the payroll tax? Where do you think this is heading?
I think this is headed to a bipartisan agreement. It appears that the Democrats have given up on their political extra set of taxes. And Keystone Pipeline may be in the final package.
Yeah, do you think it belongs in there, though? I mean, I'm a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline, but there is a legitimate question as to whether that even belongs in there.
It's not germane specifically to the bill, but I do understand those who want to get it in there to get this thing approved, 20,000 jobs and making sure we buy oil from our friends and not our enemies.
Do you think, Senator, that the payroll tax should be extended, though?
I do not.
Yeah,
I actually disagree with the underlying main purpose of the bill. It cuts contributions to Social Security. It adds over $100 billion in new debts to Social Security. The actuary of Social Security says, well, those will be made up with downgraded government debt. Remember, U.S. bonds no longer have a AAA credit rating from Standard & Poor's. And it actually accelerates the time that the federal government will once again hit its debt limit. It was originally scheduled to hit its debt limit in March. If this legislation passed, likely to hit our debt limit in January of 2013, 3 months earlier.
Senator Blunt has told me much of the same thing, and I think you raised some good points, because people, first of all, I'm concerned that a lot of people don't understand what the payroll tax is and where that money is going. And this was one of the reasons that it seemed like a bad idea in the first place to go this route a year ago.
That's right. I mean, I voted for the original proposal because I thought the economy could be in free fall and we had to do everything. But now, one of the lessons of Europe is We should not continue this because you cannot run a retirement security program without contributions. The Europeans tried to do that, and they destroyed their credit rating. We should not let that happen to the United States.
Okay, that just leaves number one, the GOP race for the presidency, and that's next on the Talk Radio Review.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, number one on the countdown. I guess it's actually down to three now in the GOP presidential race. Here is Greta Van Susteren talking to Rush Limbaugh about why Mitt Romney is having such a difficult time garnering support.
Why has Governor Mitt Romney not had a so-called surge? We hear surge used with basically every Republican nominee, but you don't see that surge with Governor Romney.
Well, every poll I've seen of Republican primary voters, he can't crack 30%. It has been curious. And you look at it from the reverse, 70% of Republican voters want somebody else. This is why we have the phenomenon of the not Romney. Bachman was the not Romney for a while. Herman Cain was the not Romney. Now Newt is the not Romney. I think it boils down to something that's not complicated at all. Republican primary voters are conservative. They don't believe that Romney is. They believe that he will stick a finger in the air and moisten it, see which way the winds are blowing, and try to get in that direction. They remember that Romney said he believes in global warming, and he believes that man is causing it. Well, conservatives don't believe it. They believe it's a hoax. Conservatives know that the whole story of man-made global warming is a hoax. And they're not going to get excited by a candidate who is trying to gain favor with non-Republican primary voters by articulating that stuff. Here's a big problem, Greta, for the Republicans. And I am a lone wolf on this. The rule of thumb in elections, both parties, 40% are going to vote Democrat, automatic. Whatever you do, 40% are going to vote Republican, automatic, no matter what you do. And in the middle, who do we have? It's precious. God love them, independents. And the moderates. And they are the targets. They are the focus of every election. And our brilliant campaign consultants tell our candidates they are the ones that know how to go get a majority of those independents. And we have, as Republicans, put ourselves in prison to this whole silly notion that you only win elections by moving to the center and getting great independents. Fine and dandy, but if you squander your base in the process, you haven't a prayer. The Republican Party is trying to do something in this primary that is unprecedented. They're trying to split the conservative vote and win the primary with a moderate. With Romney, it's the other way around, only you consolidate your base, and then you move to the Senator General. The Republican establishment has decided they don't want any part of conservatism. And this is really not new. People are surprised to hear this. But the Republican Party formative event with conservatism is Goldwater's landslide defeat. That's what they think of when they think conservative. They don't think Reagan. They think Goldwater.
Here's talk host Tom Finneran with political analyst Dave Palaiologos about a new poll that shows Newt Gingrich starting to slide while Ron Paul and John Huntsman move up.
Tell us what the big numbers show. What's a surprise? What's interesting? Who's in trouble? And who is moving forward at a critical time?
Well, we have Mitt Romney leading 38% in New Hampshire, likely Republican voters, followed by Newt Gingrich 18 back at 20%. Third is John Huntsman, who's now moved up into third place, overtaking Ron Paul, who's at a solid 8%. So those are the top four. A bit of a surprise because a lot of the New Hampshire polling recently had this race much closer, with Romney only winning by a handful of points, 5 to 10 points. So this poll, I'm not seeing a close race as of yet. It looks to me that Romney is comfortably ahead. Gingrich has moved. He has moved from 4% back in the fall to now 20%. But there aren't a lot of points left because there are only 11% undecided, and Gingrich still trails by 18.
Is Gingrich, have you seen any slippage? Was he higher than 20% in anything that you have done up to this point, David?
No.
No, okay.
This shows an improvement for Gingrich, okay. Certainly, but it's not what others had shown. A lot of the other polling, I was just on Real Clear, had the race with Romney in the low 30s and other candidates, Gingrich specifically, with different numbers. Gingrich was in the high 20s. But the most recent poll, when I went into the crosstabs, it looked like they polled Democrats. And as you know, Democrats are not eligible to enter into the Republican primary. So I think that should have been a screen that they put in. It's only Republicans and independents who qualify for the Republican primary.
So let's go back over the list again. And the 2012 GOP race, most talked about topic on talk radio this week. Fast and Furious is number 10. Post Office Problems, number 9. Jerry Sandusky and His Problems, number 8. Iran and Our Problems with Them, number 7. Problems with the Protesters, number 6. Problems in Europe with Debt, number 5. Your Problem with Having Cell Phones Banned in Your Car, number 4. Problems People Are Having with Us Getting Out of Iraq, number 3. You have a problem with the payroll tax cut extension. That's number 2. And the GOP contenders are number 1 in discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.